Okay.
I just think it's common sense that we shouldn't be privatizing public education.
Right on. Can you tell us about British Petroleum?
Basically, they're trying to give our school $500 million so that they can come in and work with our scientists at Lawrence Livermore to patent more technology for British Petroleum.
And how does that affect the quality of education here at UC Berkeley?
It sounds like it's bought and paid for in a few months if we don't do something about it.
So can you describe what's going on here today?
We're just trying to do something about the fact that the Chancellor hasn't been paying attention to any of the faculty and students who are opposed to this deal and voice any opinion contrary to it, because they've been going on and progressing the contract and they probably might be signing it over summer break while all the students and faculty are away.
Right on, thank you.
No problem.
Okay, what's going on here today?
People are objecting to BP buying up another part of, privatizing another part of the UC campus, saying that it's going to produce sustainable products through genetic modifications, which is frightening.
So they're claiming genetically modified products are going to be sustainable somehow?
Let me see if I can answer the question. They're claiming the products they're going to create, refinement of whatever it is that they're working on, and you have to get some details from somebody else.
Are these biofuels?
Biofuels are supposed to be workable as substitutes. We're never going to talk about ways to live differently if we keep trying to focus on fuels to maintain the present way we do have to live in order to get around, in order to get to work, in order to get to do the shopping and all the other things that we do using fuel-powered vehicles, instead of having communities where we produce stuff we need and like and can live closer to home and use very local kinds of transportation that use either ecologically relevant kinds of energy or none at all walking. It's a new concept or an age-old one.
So why UC Berkeley? Why this campus in particular?
There's an answer to that question that I don't have. Of course, one of the main answers is that UC has a lot of good resources, but also that it's willing to sell out, and it's been selling out. You can see the tuition fees have been rising. It's been being privatized more and more. It has a more and more elite service to the state, to the world, actually, because it's worldwide recognized.
So what brought you out here personally today?
Well, I'm a staunch communist, anarchist, socialist. I work with Peace and Freedom Party a whole lot. Sorry?
Right on. Thanks for your time.
And I work with Peace and Freedom Party, and I have a strong commitment to changing the world so that it feels good to live in instead of in service to the universe, to the capitalist system.
So what alternatives have you thought about instead of?
Well, I would like to get people looking at alternative ways of making cities, community living, so forth, so that they are able to produce more stuff locally, get rid of profit, of course. That's the whole objective. Worker-owned means of production in order to have goods produced that we need and like to make, goods and services made locally. As much as possible. We don't talk about that anymore. It's kind of not even thought about, given the ships crossing the ocean and the planes crossing the skies, carrying products back and forth, products and people, and the electronic lines that direct services without our particular involvement, so that we are all oriented. We are oriented in general towards these other products rather than taking care of ourselves. We're not oriented towards health care and housing locally and and building gardens where we all kind of get out and grow stuff. It's a different kind of a city. People have been doing city planning for years and years and years. Paul and Percival Goodman a long time ago wrote a book called Communitas. One of the things they said in it is, this is about 50, 60 years ago, a four-hour work week would overproduce if the available labor force were allowed to work. And with that perspective, I said week. With that perspective, we think differently about how we can organize ourselves to live. We want to live in a place where babies can cross the roads, not roads, but cross over to visit their aunts and uncles when they're ready to walk. That just doesn't happen anymore. People are too miserable and they attack loose children, for one. And there's no safety. The ways that places are laid out, there's no way that that can go on. So just a different way of thinking about how we're living here and who gets the benefits. We want the benefits for us. We do the labor. Right now, capital owns our labor and our land, and they make profit off of it. And people don't see a way around that.
What steps do you think people can take to get from here to there?
Well, one of the things, I say support Peace and Freedom Party, work for socialism. It's an effort to bring the consciousness, you know, to make the consciousness available to all the people that want it, which is really most of us. Most people want to have a different way of living that feels good. And to build that consciousness to the point where we are having things like what are going on in Venezuela right now, for example, or what have gone on in the past in the Soviet Union, and in any attempt, any struggle where the people are trying to take it away from the owners who use us for their benefit. Worker-owned means of production means people taking over the whatever it is, the farm or factory or whatever products we need and like, and making them so that they serve us instead of serve profit.
Right on. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No. I mean, I could go on for forever, talk to some other people. There's more facts, actually, about this situation that you can get from other people who are more directly involved, and I'm sure you want to make sure that they're included in your interviews.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
ECB deal. And even the fairly modest demands of the DA resolution have not been publicly acknowledged. Our views do not represent the lone voice of a small group of students. Over the semester, deep misgivings and concerns over the EBI deal have been raised by a large and diverse group of people in a variety of forums, as reflected in a petition signed by 632 students, faculty, and staff of UC Berkeley, and members of the wider community. The ASUC resolution, representing the democratically elected voice of all students on this campus, the GA resolution, representing the democratically elected voice of all graduate students at UC Berkeley,
corporate network. Our knowledge is for all the earth, not for corporate network. Our knowledge is for all the earth, not for corporate network. Our knowledge is for all the earth, not for corporate network. Our knowledge is for all the earth, not for corporate network. Our knowledge is for all the earth, not for corporate network.
Listen to what the students say. Don't sign it when we're all away.
Listen to what the students say. Don't sign it when we're all away.
Listen to what the students say. Don't sign it when we're all away. Listen to what the students say. Don't sign it when we're all away. Listen to what the students say. Don't sign it when we're all away.
Listen to what the students say. Don't sign it when we're all away.
Listen to what the students say. Don't sign it when we're all away.
Was Chancellor Birgeneau referring to the incident when he threatened to fire anti-BD faculty members in front of deans who were present, who witnessed the event? Is that what he means by academic freedom? The freedom to fire anybody who opposes the administration's orders and corporate interests? Is that what he means?
No.
He means the freedom to sell out to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Freedom to sell out to the highest bidder. That's what Virginia
wants. All right. How many people
speak here? Okay. I like metaphors. Go Bears! All right, I got some Chancellor pride. The Chancellor's really proud. He's signing the biggest deal the university has ever seen. This isn't a research deal. It's a new program. It's a new building. $500 million unprecedented dollars coming into this campus, plus more from the state. And how proud is the Chancellor? How proud is he?
Proud.
He's really proud. He's so proud, he's going to sign it when no one's around. If he's really proud, if he really thinks that all of us, that he's doing this for all of us, that he really thinks he's really proud, what he's going to do for the UC, don't you think he'd want to be surrounded by students, by grad students, by faculty in the middle of the campus when he signs the deal? Don't you think he'd want to do it in the biggest, most public way possible? Sign off with his classic Go Bears, that big cheesy smile with the cameras flashing, Memorial Glade full of people.
Yeah.
Isn't that the image of a proud Chancellor signing the biggest deal ever?
No.
Or is the image of the Chancellor in his office right now, surfing the internet, checking his email, scared of 50 students, undergraduates, graduate students out here who disagree with the deal? You know, maybe the Chancellor will take this spirit to the football games. Maybe he'll cheer for the team in the off season. You know, he'll cheer for the football team in the summer. Go Bears! Yeah? Well, it's awfully silent from in there. The point is that if this is school pride, if this is what the administration considers to be such a landmark moment for the UC, then why not step out here and tell us his next deal is going to be with Intel for the computer science department? Why do we need a computer science program when we can have an Intel program? Why do we need a library when we can have a Barnes & Noble? Why do we need a free speech cafe when we can have a Starbucks? And why do we need an engineering department when we can have a Bechtel program? So come on out, Chancellor. Be honest about what you want for the school. Be proud. Surround yourself with cheering hordes of students with their Starbucks caps, their Bechtel capes, their Go BP Bears pennants. Yes, the campus loves you, Chancellor. You're doing great. Thanks for coming here from Canada and showing us how it's done up there.
Okay, tell us what motivated you to come out here today.
I don't like biostitutes.
And what are those?
A biostitute is a biosciences expert who agrees to receive money from a corporate interest, and in return, he agrees to take certain assumptions for granted. Not to go down to the foundations and question everything, but only to take those questions that the corporate interest wants him to research, and only research those questions. So therefore, they continue to tinker with the status quo rather than questioning the fundamental problems that face our society. Right now that we have the biggest challenge to our planet that we've had ever in global warming, what we need most of all is bioscience experts who are willing to question the fundamental tenets and go down to the bottom so that we can recreate our society for a life beyond oil. Thank you.
So how does this British Petroleum deal affect not only science but education here at Berkeley?
That's a perfect example of biostitutes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Excuse me, do you have any comments for the radio?
Which radio is it?
Berkeley Liberation Radio.
Yeah, I mean, for all the listeners in Berkeley, I think that they should realize what's about to take place if the UC Berkeley administration has their way, in that Berkeley is going to totally be transformed into a campus of British Petroleum. You know, we're not just talking about a small research program. We're talking about a full-on building with 50 BP scientists. If you read the proposal, you see that the administration counts Berkeley as how hospitable it will be to British Petroleum. It talks about all the hotels and facilities because they're going to have these conferences. It's going to become basically a British Petroleum campus. So I think it's important for Berkeley residents to really think about the long-lasting impact that this will have on their community to house a petroleum corporation's research institute.
Right on. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
That's pretty much it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
BP is not green! BP is not green!
BP is not green! BP is not green! BP is not green!
BP means environmental damage and human rights violations. Indonesia, Kenya, Colombia, Brazil. What are we going to project at the University of California, Berkeley, working with such an awful corporation? We don't believe in the corporate system. We believe in academic freedom. The chancellor is so fake. The chancellor is so fake.
The chancellor is so fake.
The chancellor is so fake.
The
It's all fake.
The Chancellor, it's all fake.
The Chancellor, it's no fake. If BP wants to help our classes,
they can simply pay their taxes. If BP wants to help our classes,
they can simply pay their taxes.
If BP wants to help our classes,
they can simply
pay their taxes.
If BP wants to help our classes,
they can simply pay their taxes.
Do you have any comments you'd like to add for the radio?
We've probably interviewed people.
We're staff people. We're from the...
No BP.
We're like a long-term career staff here, and we're kind of wondering why, you know, like how this could be happening anyway.
So what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
I'm really concerned for the end run around all the regulatory process, both environmental and labor. I mean, there's, oh my goodness. The labor issue is coming on the scene here right now. That's why I'm out here, because they talk simply like, but what's the jurisdiction? Who's the employer? 50 new positions for BP, you know, that's staff. And then, like, do they have their own waste stream, the environmental stuff, like toxic waste on the job? I'm a, like, career technician, 25 years on the campus. And regulation is there's oversight. There's federal oversight. And at the national lab, it's different than it is on the campus itself. And are they going to have their own jurisdiction? Or are they, you know, they're doing an end run around the state environmental laws and the city environmental laws. Like, the city has a responsibility to see what's going on in this canyon. It affects the whole, let's say.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. So, here comes another protest.
Our struggle with oppression.
So what can we do to continue the struggle against oppression?
Have more open public process, more involvement.
Why doesn't BP just give the campus the money and let the campus give you that? Not have BP's fingerprints all over it.
Lay it down.
So it looks like a union rally has just come here, and it's organized by, it looks like, AFSCME, in solidarity with the custodians here on campus. Can you tell us what's going on here? Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me what's going on here?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know. Talk to the others.
Would any of you guys like to talk about this on the radio?
Like where? What did you need to talk?
What's going on here today?
Well, we're coming here to get more money to supporting our families, you know. All those we got paid right now is not enough. Those salaries is too low for years and years and years. We need more money.
Are you demanding like a living wage?
Yes. Yeah.
And how is people showing solidarity with your cause?
Well, they're not really show. They want to agree with us, but I don't know. We're waiting for some resolutions on this rally.
So this is for the custodian workers here on campus?
Right. That's for the custodians and all the minorities, like food service and all those stuff. Yeah.
So what's the administration's arguments against giving you all a living wage?
I don't know about it.
Yeah. Right on. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Say it again.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, no, it's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. What's that?
You speak Spanish? No.
But you can. Would you like to talk about this on the radio?
No, pero no inglés.
That's fine.
Pues que queremos justicia ahora, ¿verdad? Queremos justicia ahora.
Can you tell people what's going on here?
Ah, pues que queremos justicia, ¿no? Porque nos tratan mal, no nos dan salarios buenos. Necesitamos dinero para nuestros hijos en colegio y mucho trabajo y no dinero, muchas injusticias y no dinero. Así es que queremos dinero. Okay, thank you.
How can people in the community show solidarity?
Ay, a ver, repite. Pues nada más que queremos trabajar, pero queremos que sean conscientes de que nos den un aumento porque nuestros hijos necesitan y nosotros también. La vida va muy cara cada día. ¿Ok?
Gracias. Anything you'd like to say for the radio?
Oh, no, that's okay.
You're doing this one. It's for Berkeley Liberation Radio. I don't really know too much about what's going on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Can I put you on the mic?
Sure. Yeah, I heard that Danny Glover put out a call that he's not going to cross a picket line to speak at commencement. And that there's a number of graduation announcements going on over the next week or so, and so there's a call for people not to cross pickets if the union chooses to picket. UC custodians are underpaid relative to custodians at other places. Even in the Bay Area, there's millions of dollars that the UC has to pay its workers fairly, and that money is all going to the top executives. So,
what brought you out here personally today?
I'm out here in solidarity with the people who are here, looking around the crowd. The majority of the janitors' union appears to be Central American, South American, from Mexico. Go ahead.
No, you go on.
All right. I did time for protesting the School of the Americas and protesting the military and economic policies of this government, which force immigration up here. And so for me, it's just an extension of that solidarity to participate in the protest while I'm here.
Right on. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Do you have any ideas of how to get more community support out here in the future?
Well, I would really ask the union leadership and some of the rank and file who are here what they've been doing. Because this campaign has been going on. This isn't the first school year that this has been going on. This has been going on for a number of years now. And so people are kind of fed up. So, I think it's a matter of that, with student fees going up and with workers being denied fair wages, people need to recognize the basis for solidarity that they have. So this is good to see. What's your name?
DJ Question Mark.
I'm
DJ Question Mark.
Speaking on campus today at 4 o'clock.